raise them.
Yeah, or support them, or, you know.
Now, if a little child has been naughty, you might say, now, you better be careful. You're going to get a
spanking.
Now, if you saw a little boy and he was 5 inches taller than last year, you'd say, my goodness, you sure have
grown.
What would they call a child that was born to a woman that wasn't married?
That's not what it's called. The woman, like a girl would have a baby that should not be married. Of course, they'd have a father, but they'd have a name that they call, but I can't think.
Did you ever hear anybody call that a Woods colt?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Is that what that means?
That's what that means, yeah. Because nobody would know who its father was.
Then they wouldn't know
who the father was.
Yeah, I've heard that. You've heard that?
Yeah, but for a girl, I don't know. But there's something that but I just can't think of that, what you would.
Now, your brother's son would be called your, or you, well, you didn't have your sister's son, would be called your
nephew.
Yeah, it'd be a nephew.
Would be a nephew.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a child that had lost both its father and mother would be called
an orphan.
Yeah, be an orphan because its parents would be dead, you see.
Well, now, if somebody that the court would appoint to look after an orphan would be called a...
Well, that's loosely where they take his. What do they call him that?
Somebody that being, say, if it's legal,
like where you wouldn't be able to take care of yourself, a guardian, you know.
Take care of you. If you were talking about all the people that are related to you, you'd say they'd be your
kinfolks.
Yeah.
You'd say they'd be your...
Yeah, or kinfolks or relations.
Or relations,
yeah.
One of them, yeah.
Either way, it's the same.
Now, if there's somebody else, name of Taylor, and you might say, now, she's got the same last name as I do, but she's no...
kin to me.
Now, somebody that comes into your community that nobody's ever seen before, you call that person
a stranger.
It'd be a stranger. Would that be the same as a newcomer?
I think so. Yeah, it'd be a stranger. Newcomer'd be a stranger,
would be a stranger.
You see that.
Now, as far as common names that girls would be named in those days, what would be some common names? First names that they give girls?
They'd be Sarah and Sal and stuff like that, way back name. Uh-huh. Wouldn't you think so? That'd be easy.
It'd be easy.
Yeah, easy names to remember.
How about Mary? Was that it?
That's an old name.
Well, my twin's name is Mary Martha.
You don't mean it. Really? That's her name?
Yeah, Mary Martha. You know, that's Mary Martha. You know, in the Bible.
Mary Martha. In the Bible,
Because it rhymes together, you see.
I
think that's pretty.
Yeah,
the
twins are named that.
Oh, are they? Yeah, that goes together real well. How about the... Nellie, was that a common name?
Yeah, that's an old name too.
They call people.
Yeah, Nellie.
And
Grace.
Grace was
an old name.
Minnie. Now, a nickname for a little, like if it was a little boy named William, what would they give him as a nickname sometimes?
He's going to call him Bill, I think.
Bill?
Yeah, I believe it'd be Bill, wouldn't it, Lucy, for a nickname. They'd call him Bill.
Oh, William or Will.
They're going to call him Bill.
What about Billy? Would they say that
too? Yes, that's a nickname too.
Yeah, they'd call him that too.
Would that be the same as, like, you know, a goat? They call it a male goat. Have you ever heard of calling